Radio Eagle, Story World, Wien, 2013. Mein Name ist Joel Dadel. Ich komme aus Syrien. Ich bin 14 Jahre alt und ich bin seit 10 Monaten in Österreich. Ich gehe in die Schule Wien 19 in der Krim. In meiner Freizeit, ich chatte mit meinen Freundinnen in Syrien. Meine Geschichte. The Suffering of a Syrian Girl. I'm going to tell a story about a Syrian girl who was born in Syria and has been living in Syria all her life until now. She had a nice life with her family, friends, and neighbors. Her life was filled with happiness, love, joy, and peace. Until the crisis in Syria started. Then everything was changed. She asked herself, why did this civil war start? We have schools, we have lots of job opportunities, our basic needs are cheap, and we have a safe country. Days went on, and she started hearing scary stories. People started disappearing, kids were kidnapped, and houses were robbed. One day, she woke up to a very loud sound, and the whole house shook. She was so scared, she didn't know what that sound was. When she looked out of the balcony, she saw smoke covering Mount Qasun. She had never thought that an explosion would happen in Damascus. Tears ran down her face when she saw the painful view of Mount Qasun and Damascus covered with smoke from the explosion. From this day on, all her days became sad, miserable, desperate, and scary. Day by day, explosions increased. The number of martyrs increased. All the basic needs became more expensive. The girl and her family lost safety. They were at high risk. They were afraid of losing the closest people to them and of losing their lives in explosions that were happening any time and any day. Some of her friends left the country to other countries around the world. Some left as refugees and some as immigrants. Other families had no choice except to wait and watch what would happen. The girl's and her family's situation became worse day by day. The family couldn't bear these conditions. Their concerns became heavier. The family had two choices, either to stay in Syria or to immigrate to another country. If they stayed in Syria, they would suffer a lot. In addition, they would be at high risk and would have to cope with all the difficulties and challenges of living in a war zone. On the other hand, if they immigrated to another country, they would also suffer a lot. There would be a new language, new culture, different education system. The people would think differently, and lots of other things would make their lives hard and complicated. It would also be hard for them to leave their nation, their home, friends, and relatives. The girl and her family loved Syria so much that they never thought of leaving the country. The families were like fish in water. How could they leave? It was very hard to make this decision, whether to stay in Syria or to immigrate, but it was so important because this decision would determine the future. The girl was thinking, how could she leave her best friend? Her best friend who knew everything about her. They had known each other from the age of 5 and they had grown up together. They wore the same haircut and now the war would separate them. She wouldn't be able to eat the Syrian traditional food like shawarma because it wouldn't be available in other countries. The girl felt like going up Mount Qasun and screaming out loud, stop killing each other, stop bombing, stop the explosions, stop ruining the country. You make us feel strangers in our nation. Wake up, you are ruining your country. I have the right to live safely with my family in my own country without being scared of dying in explosions. Stop, please stop. And today, the girl is still living in Syria. She's facing lots of problems, but she's trying her best to cope with all these difficulties because she wants to stay in Syria. I have just explained the suffering of the Syrian families. I shortened the pain of the Syrian families in this story. I wish them peace and a safe life, and I offer my prayers to the Syrian people and Syria.